Now I'm reading verse 2, and will you listen very carefully? And the wild beast which I saw was like unto a panther, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his throne and great authority. Now, this is really a weird-looking creature. It's never been seen on land or sea or in the air. This is something that is, without doubt, a real spectacle. Now, John notes that he's a composite beast. And we can begin now to formulate some very definite facts concerning Antichrist. And we'll note them as we go along. Now, he combines the characteristic of the other beasts which Daniel saw in the vision in Daniel 7. And again, I would like to say to you, and I regret that I can't go back to Daniel 7, but we went over that. Those that were with us and have my book on Daniel, I think that you're prepared for this. But I trust the rest of you'll forgive me for not going into detail because we did that in the book of Daniel. Now, the outward appearance was like a panther. And Daniel says in Daniel 7:6, after this I beheld, and lo, another like a leopard, which had on the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given to it. Now, the panther and the leopard are the same word, by the way, and it could be either one. I like the word panther much better. Now, this was Greece, the Greco-Macedonian Empire. And Greece was noted for its brilliance and its advancement in the arts and sciences. It was noted for its philosophy, for its architecture, and for its marvelous literature. And the language itself is a wonderful language. Now, the empire of the beast then will have all the outward culture which was the glory of Greece. And it will have the feet of a bear. Now, again, that reminds us of the second beast of Daniel. Behold, another beast, a second like to a bear. It raised up itself on one side, had three ribs in the mouth of it, between the teeth of it. Then they said unto it, arise, devour much flesh. Daniel 7:5. Now, we saw this was Media Persia, noted for its pagan splendor, as it paddled and waddled over the earth like a gargantua. Now, the empire of the beast will have all of the pagan splendor and wealth that Media Persia had. Now, it has the mouth of the lion, and this is the first beast of Daniel 7. In Daniel 7:4, I read, the first was like a lion, had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked. It was lifted up from the earth, made stand upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Now, this was Babylonian autocracy. When Nebuchadnezzar ordered the death for the wise men, and then later on for the fiery furnace for the three Hebrew children, and even Daniel himself, his life was never quite safe, there was none to question his authority. He was the head of go. He was an autocrat. Now, the man of sin will be one of the toes of the image that Daniel saw, composed partly of clay and partly of iron. He'll rule with the autocracy and dictatorial authority of Nebuchadnezzar. This final world dictator comes to his zenith under the domination of the beast. And the source of his power is found in Satan, who raises him up, empowers and energizes him for the dastardly dictatorial job that he'll do. He's the closest to an incarnation of Satan that appears in Scripture. You remember that Luke said that Satan had entered into Judas Iscariot. That's in Luke 22:3. Also, Christ used similar language with Simon Peter in Matthew 16:23. And the man of sin is the incarnation of Satan. And very candidly, I think that we can say that Satan has certainly entered into him. And that is something that Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9 and 10 says, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved."